Hey, this is Mango. You're listening to TSR.
TCR.
TCR?
TCR. The Center Ring.
That's what I said. I did say TCR.
Okay, so let's start.
Hello and welcome to another edition of The Center Ring, a.k.a. TCR, not TSR, TCR,
a.k.a.
your favorite eSports podcast. Episode 107, coming to you live, pre-recorded from an undisclosed location. The time, 9:43 p.m. The date, May 23rd, 2018. That's right, we are recording two episodes in one night and posting them on different days through the power of technology. But the reason we are doing two episodes in one night, not only are we the most dedicated esports outlet and podcast out there, but we also love our listeners. And we figure, you know what, why not just do another best episode ever and do our annual DreamHack Austin Survival Guide, where we will tell you everything that will be at DreamHack Austin 2018, including us, and everything you should know to have the most enjoyable time you can. We'll get into our opinions, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, and we'll get into the games. But before that, follow us on Twitter, at The Center Ring. You can hit us up there next weekend for DreamHack Austin. We are out there with our group of buddies, 11 of us going. We'll get into more of that later. You can find us on our website, tcr.gg, our Twitter, our Discord, our Twitch, our YouTube. Everything is on there, so you will always be in touch with us and what we're doing. Before we get that, let's introduce the crew. As always, here's Brett. Hello.
Mango is Tim's spirit animal. He really is.
I really feel like we'd get along. If we ever hung out. If you ever responded to my tweets. And we have Anooch. Hello, Anooch.
And Laundress is basically my twin.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Hey, fellas. How are y'all doing?
Hey, it feels like we haven't talked in so long.
Been forever. Yeah.
It's kind of weird doing an intro to a show when we just got finished recording one episode because the small talk is just not there. But let's make this the best episode ever, shall we? And let's talk some DreamHack. So, this is our third year now going to DreamHack Austin, the third year that they're having it in Austin. So, you could call us the OGs, original gamers. Of DreamHack Austin. The first time we went, it was kind of for my bachelor party. We did not do the BYOC. We just kind of hung out there and got drunk.
And we did the BYOB.
Yeah, we did the BYOB option. Last year we went, it was the first year bringing our own computers, and there were 9 of us. This year we're doing it again where we're bringing our own PCs, and there's 11 of us, so we added a few. And there's a girl going, so that's
real
fun. Every time we add a little bit more to it to make the trip a little bit more authentic and a little bit more us, and we'll get into all that later, but for now, I do want to kind of get into the games that are there, right? Because if you're not bringing your own computer, then what you need to do there and prepping for it and all that doesn't really matter to you as much. But if you're going, whether you're bringing your computer or not, you're always there for the games no matter what. And there are a lot of them this year. I'm going to start on my list here, which is the only list that matters. I'm going to start talking about Super Smash Brothers. So this year with DreamHack kind of falls at a goofy time. It's later in the year than others, right? I think the last 2 years, it was always towards the end of May rather than the beginning of June. I feel like it was always like 2 weeks prior to this, right?
Yeah, 2-3 weeks. I mean, this is definitely the latest.
This is the latest. So I feel like that's causing some scheduling conflicts with a lot of other tournaments, and we'll get into it. But Smash especially. So with Super Smash Brothers, this falls under Melee and Smash U. a lot of the pros are not going to be there this year. The biggest name that's going to be in there for Melee is going to be Plup. So really, it should be his tournament for the taking. He won Genesis 5 earlier on in the year, and he's had a lot of second place finishes there, really Smash Summit being one of his worst. But other than that, it really should be his tournament for the taking. The next in order, if you're just looking at world rankings, is Chudat for Team Liquid.
And these guys are like way down there too. It's not like they're like top three or four that we're seeing, right? Like
Plup Plup is top five now.
Yeah, Plup. But I'm saying like the guys behind him, like Chudat, and these guys are teens and 20s, right?
Oh yeah, it is a steep drop off. In fact, Chudat's only played in two events all year. So
it's kind of crazy because I feel like we had a bunch of top 10 players there last year.
Last year, you had everyone. I think Armada was there, but he didn't end up playing because of controller issue. But everyone was there. The issue that lied this year, though, is on the same weekend, you have Smash and Splash up in Wisconsin, which is at like this big water park up in Wisconsin, which seems a bit
odd. You really think of...
But
yeah,
you don't
cold.
You don't think of Smash and Splash and being in Wisconsin, but you know, we're not here to judge that one. I feel like there's a missed opportunity for maybe a beach, but hey, but that's going to be also next weekend, and a lot of the pros already told Smash and Splash last year that hey, we're gonna be here next year. Don't you worry, and so a lot of them are just keeping to their word. Like, Mewtwo King already, like, when he was the first pro to be like, oh, that sucks. Like, the second Austin, DreamHack announced Austin and the dates, a lot of the pros immediately said, like, yeah, we already told these guys that we'd be there because they asked us first and they scheduled it first. So, shame on DreamHack
like
for taking forever. Yeah, and Smash isn't one of those communities where you're like, oh, man, $10,000.
It's not Counter-Strike.
Yeah, it's only a $10,000 prize pool at Austin, and I think Smash and Splash. It's difficult to say. Is a little bit more like entry-based prizes, so that could be more potentially. So, yes, DreamHack Austin is a big event every year for Smash. Yes, they shot themselves in the foot though by taking forever to announce the dates and already lost out on some commitments from pros. So you'll have Plup there and Chudat. Chudat will probably drive everyone in insanity with his Ice Climbers play and just wombo combo his way into the finals, where Plup will probably embarrass him because the wombo combo only works against players that don't know how to play. So that is my in-depth analysis on how that's going to work. Doesn't mean you shouldn't watch it. It's still going to be exciting, though. And same thing with Smash U. I mean, that scene kind of dropped off once Zero announced his retirement from the game until the new one comes out, right? So it already had a smaller community, but then Nintendo announced the new Smash coming out, Zero retired, Ally had the sexual assault allegations going on, so he's no longer playing. So a lot of the bigger names dropped off. So again, they'll be there. They are really exciting to watch. It's just a shame that you're not going to have...
top players.
Yeah, you're not going to have that celebrity power there like you normally did, and it is what it is. Street Fighter, though, that a lot of fighting games this year at DreamHack Austin. You have Street Fighter. They're still going to be, that's still part of the pro circuit tour, so you're going to see a lot of the top players there. I'm sure Punk will be there, Knuckle Dude, Jay Wong. I think Guilty might be there. I'm not sure if the E-League schedule conflicts with this at all, though. I can't find anything that you know, confirms that or not. But I know Punk should probably be there, considering he was the defending champion last year with his insane play against...
I remember that being exciting.
Yeah, Hitani. We stayed there, remember? We'll get more of the scheduling and what you should do. But yeah, we stayed, me... Brett and our buddy Donut stayed a little bit later to watch those finals, and man, that was exciting. So Street Fighter V will be there for part of the Pro Tour. Something new, though, for DreamHack, Rainbow Six Siege is going to be there, and there is actually going to be pro teams involved. There's going to be 12 pro teams plus 4 teams from the BYOC tournament, which is kind of cool that they're letting BYOC players do that. That's a
$50,000 You know, as a player and somebody that strives to like play in some of these scenes, just to go up there and have the opportunity to do it, you know, people will remember that.
At four teams, it's kind of a lot. Like, it's not just, oh, you won the BYOC tournament, then you can go top four. Hell, we made it to like the fourth round on technicalities and teams not showing up for for Counter-Strike. We could probably sign up for Rainbow and make it that far in. So we'll see what happens there. I think those teams actually already qualified, though. I could be wrong. Or at least they've already kind of started that tournament. But that's going to be there. One thing that I think will catch a lot of people's attention this year is PUBG will be there with a $100,000 prize pool. So it's one of the larger tournaments there. Prize pool-wise, you have, similar with Rainbow, 11 teams that actually qualified. Five teams are going to qualify from the BYOC brackets.
Four for Rainbow.
Yeah, four from Rainbow, but five for PUBG.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said it backwards. My bad.
Yeah, yeah. So five teams will qualify there. Actually, some big orgs there for PUBG. You have FaZe, Liquid, Envious will be there. I think, don't quote me on this, we might be talking to the Envious players. We can probably get that worked out.
Yeah, we got it.
We got that. So we'll probably have interviews for the Envious PUBG tournament guys there. I'm kind of curious to speak with them, though, just from a Battle Royale aspect, right? Like with like how they view Fortnite and just announcing the $100 million you know, tournaments throughout the year. One other team that's going to interest me with PUBG is Pittsburgh Knights. They're a European team from Pittsburgh, if that makes sense. The only reason that interests me, though, is the owner of Pittsburgh Knight is friend of the show, James O'Connor, who is former coach of Team Liquid's CSGO team. So
one of our biggest interviews.
He might be there. I talked to him the other day. He doesn't know if he's going to be there yet or not, but if he's down there, we'll be sure to say hey to James. Yeah, he was one of our very first interviews doing the podcast and met him in Columbus. He was super, super nice guy. So good luck to Pittsburgh Knights in the PUBG tournament. Hearthstone is also doing their DreamHack Grand Prix stop, as they do with every DreamHack tournament there. If you're into Hearthstone, go watch that. They always have big players there, Rainer and stuff like that. They always have some bigger pros at those tournaments. They just don't have a whole lot of... the DreamHack Grand Prix are big stops for Hearthstone, so it typically attracts a lot of people. And
I'm saving myself for Artifact.
Stop it. Stop it. And in StarCraft II... they're going to have their World Championship Series stop here. Another $100,000 prize pool. But one of the more important things with that is the pro points. If you win StarCraft II at DreamHack Austin, you get an insta-qualification invite for the World Championship in StarCraft. So that's also going to be a big one. The big thing here, too, with StarCraft is like there's no Koreans. It's all North American, European players. So the Koreans are out. Right.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance. Yes, I am. Because you have Cyril, who's already qualified for World Championship after he won Leipzig. You have Neeb, who I think won in 2016, if I'm not mistaken. I think he beat a Korean player. Scarlett being the Canadian chick who was first at PyeongChang. She's had a rough year other than that. It was like big news that she finally won one of her major tournaments there, but she will also be at DreamHack Austin. So that will be fun to watch as always there.
But if she wins, she gets $5,000 less and $2,000 less in pro points, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They're just hoping, you know, she can make it through the weekend because of pregnancy and stuff.
Oh, my God.
So yeah, that pretty much is a very quick overview of the games for esports to see on a pro level. Brawlhalla is also having a tournament that has a lot of the top players that I saw there with Brawlhalla, but I'm not going to pretend like I've ever even seen any of their names before today when looking it up. So, but that is going to have a tournament there. It'll be pretty interesting to see professional Brawlhalla just because, I mean, I play it, but I don't really see... I've never watched a pro play it, so I'm kind of curious to see where that skill curve is going to come into play. And then that's all like actual professional, right? You do have a lot of the BYOC tournaments. If you're going, you can sign up, which you probably should have already done it because it might be too late But they'll have Overwatch, League of Legends, Rocket League, all those pro tournaments there. Oh, and of course, Counter-Strike. I almost forgot Counter-Strike. Yes. So normally, Counter-Strike is like this big thing where you always had Cloud9, some bigger European team, and it actually was like a pretty good little tournament to make you go want to go and watch it.
Well, we had G2 and Cloud9 last year, like you said,
yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, I mean, like I said, like normally Gambit was there last year.
That's right.
And sometimes you get to see history. We got to see the infamous Summit
1G,
Molly.
Yep, the Summit Molly, 1G in the chat.
We might be seeing that a lot more this year with the teams that are coming.
Yeah, and so this year, they didn't get as much star power, if you will. You have like two clear teams that should probably be in the finals here, but I'll run down the list. So you have Complexity, which is local to state. Based out of Dallas. So that's cool that they're going. You'll have Shazam, Stanislaw, Depth, Rambo, Anuj, your boyfriend.
Dude, I cannot wait. I got my knee pads and everything ready.
You have the newly purchased E-United team. They'll be there. Heroic, Space Soldiers, Optic Gaming, Luminosity, and the two teams that qualified, Fragsters through the European qualifier, and Rogue. So you will see Hiko there. Which is
can't wait.
You know, that's a blast from the past. Like, when was the last time you heard his name? At least a year ago.
When we did our episode, The Book of Hiko.
Of what happened to Hiko, the rise and fall of Hiko.
Yeah.
Man. And I think by then he might have just joined Heroic.
Falling.
Might have just joined Heroic. But he's there. So that would be kind of fun to watch him. The reason though I think that you're not seeing as much star powers here. Is because the week after is ECS finals in London, right? It's 2 weeks away. This is a week away, so...
Yeah, and teams have already traveled out there to, like, boot camp, like we mentioned earlier. And, again, part of it is just the saturation of tournaments within Counter-Strike. We also mentioned FNS saying that they have no time, you know? So this is just a tournament that... can kind of go by the wayside and you're not missing out on anything from a pro point standpoint or you're just, hey, this is a good way for some of these other mid-tier teams within the tier ones, you know, slots get noticed. And
yeah, this is a big tournament for them. It's a shame that you had the EPL Pro League or the ESL Pro League and now you had 2 weeks later this and then ECS. So yeah, a lot of those bigger teams are like, not worth it, even though in the past you always had those bigger teams there. So I think clearly Heroic and Optic should be in the finals on this one. Any other team would pretty much...
E-United is pretty decent too, though. They have a chance in that Group A bracket.
Yeah.
And Space Soldiers, I think, if they can show up at LAN, this might feel like a home game for them in general because there'll be about, you know, what, 500 people watching at most on some of these matches, so... They might be able to play well here because it's not going to be that big of a
right. It won't be
proud
that huge. So
and we'll maybe the quality of games will be good because they're already here, right? Like Heroic and Space Soldiers, they didn't go anywhere.
Actually, back. Funny you say that. Heroic did go back.
Oh my god!
They did not stay here. Optic Gaming stayed here. They're staying in Frisco right now at the apartments that they had for you know when they actually lived here. I guess Optic still has the apartments, so that's where they're all staying to boot camp just for the next couple of weeks. So they're in Frisco. Heroic though,
was not an initial invite to ESL.
Right.
They didn't qualify initially, but with Hellraisers dropping out, they were a last-minute add-in, so they just didn't coordinate it properly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they couldn't – there wasn't enough time to get things in order because ESL was such a last-minute. So we talked to Freiburg last weekend. And they're flying home for like a week and then flying back here.
Although he said he prefers that. He said he would like to go sleep in his own bed.
That might have been more of a response. He just didn't want to stay at our house because we did. There was an open invitation to Freiburg to come stay in my guest room. And he said, no.
I'm going to take you up on that offer.
Tim offered him the guest room. I offered him my bed.
My wife can sleep in the guest room.
So. Or I can, if that's better.
So it's,
oh my god! Just offer him your bed and your wife, I guess. God.
So, but long story short,
what a bro.
He didn't.
He's not called King of Banana because of his play style.
But you know, he said he'd rather sleep in his own bed. So you know, whatever.
Okay.
Decent lineup here as far as talent goes. Hazed and Lerpus will be there, and you got Launders will be one of the commentators along with Blue.
So our boy Launders.
Yep. Our boy. So that will be fun, and good times should be had by all there. But now more on to the fun thing though. Because honestly, if you're going to DreamHack Austin, you're not really going there for the esports. I mean, that's part of it, and you're gonna, you know, go in and out and watch the matches, and you might keep an eye on it to see if one of the big games are going on, and you'll poke in, right? But
yeah, you're going for EDM music, right?
You're going for the rave.
You're doing yourself a disservice by not. You're doing yourself a disservice by if you only hang out at Counter-Strike, right? Or only hang out at Street Fighters. You really do need to see the entire event and experience it and see the city. So I don't know where you guys want to start with this. If you want to start with BYOC tips, if you want to start with city tips, I'll let you guys kind of take the lead on that.
Let's go BYOC, and then we can work our way into just Austin as a whole.
So with BYOC, like I said, so we're going there. The first year we went, we didn't do it. The next year we went, and there was 9 of us, and we all had our own custom TCR shirts because we're cool like that. Then this year,
with our gamer tag on.
With our gamer tags, and I still have yet not had the courage to wear it out in public other than at home, but just in fear that someone asks. But this year, where there's 11 of us, and what's also cool is we bought a banner this time around. So if you're going to DreamHack Austin, be sure and look for our banner. It's going to be in the northeast corner of the venue, I think. So it's going to be that darker area. And you'll see
look for RGB.
It will be a banner with lights around it, and the banner says TCR and Esports Podcast, and it has our information on it. So we're kind of going a little bit more all out with this one here. Look like a proper DreamHack LAN party. So last year I felt like we pretty much nailed the BYOC area though. Like, as far as tips go, don't bring a giant-ass monitor. Like, max 27 inches. Don't be that guy. Like, I saw a guy on Reddit being like, is there room to bring my 34-inch monitor?
Dude,
no,
the guy
bro.
Brought that 32 last year, and I wanted to, like, just accidentally knock it over when I was walking by.
You will see people there with TVs. Like, giant 40-inch TVs for their monitors. And it's like, I really hope you bought 2 slots. Like, I really hope you're not taking up.
Yeah, because there's a lot of space already. Like, I feel like I had plenty of space. But, yeah, don't be that guy.
No one likes that guy. And
nobody likes.
Shower. That's always that should probably be rule number one is shower. There are people there that don't, and they try to sleep there all the time because it is 24/7.
Every day, too. Not like one time. There should be multiple showers during this event, like each morning, maybe once a night. Like, just get them in daily. It's important for all of us.
And really, there's really not a whole lot of tips then that I have other than those because.
So I got a couple.
You bring in your
thing. You got to go with warm clothes or at least bring something warm in case it's cold to you. Not everybody is cold.
If you're a little baby.
Last year, out of the 9 of us, 8 were nipping hard.
Okay? I was like the hard. Only responsible adult who was like, you know what? It might be a little chilly in the venue. I was the only one out of our entire group who brought a hoodie.
Tim was 35 pounds heavier than he is today, so we'll see if it affects him the same way. Maybe it was just the extra layer helping. Now Tim's like lost all this weight, so he's probably going to be freezing with us too.
So, but I'll bring a hoodie. Bring a hoodie,
yeah,
that
so
is
let's
true.
Stay warm. That have noise-canceling headphones. If you don't, invest in them. If you can't invest in them, don't come. Because last year the EDM music was unbearably loud. And we mentioned this before. I mean, it was so loud and it lasted till, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning or something like that.
No, it had to have been later because I remember the first night, Friday night is when they had all the music going on. It was so loud. There was 3 people on the dance floor. Everyone was telling them to turn it off. The Discord was in an argument. I thought I was going to get kicked out of DreamHack because I kept yelling at like the moderator.
Oh, our whole crew was just like screaming, like, what is going on? You couldn't even.
We ended up leaving night one a little earlier than we all were planning on it because the music was too loud. You couldn't even play Counter-Strike. You couldn't hear footsteps. It was like, this is stupid. Like, it's bad. And even last year, it was like, I don't want to say like fake musicians or fake EDM artists, but they were definitely.
It wasn't Cruella,
though.
It wasn't like top tier.
So this year we have
people,
Cruella. Yeah. Do you guys want to play a sample of Cruella? All right, let's see this.
See, nice, peaceful.
This is Alive by Cruella, which is two chicks and a dude. The chicks, not let's bad, make this but it is so generic.
So tell me what you're waiting for. I'm gonna keep it frozen.
But full disclosure, forever.
There's no I definitely anymore. Would. It's worth the wait, even so far away.
I'm making the night
mine until the no. day I My wife is in the shower.
So,
man, I will not be listening to that.
Yeah. That's a really good anime story, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Cruella's popular, so it's bearable compared to, like, last year.
Yeah, like, it might not be everyone's cup of tea. That's at least listenable, though. Like, as far as... Well, last year was just bad. They had the rapper, mm-hmm. like, the Mega Man rapper who would rap about video games. That's terrible. So, there's that. And just like kind of tips in general, we kind of have to wrap this up in a little bit though, because I'm not going to lie, my laptop is about to die and I'm about to lose Anuj and Brett. So we got like 10 minutes left. Let's make them count, boys. So in short, you have bring hoodies, bring warm clothes. Try to bring as noise-canceling headphones as you can. The chairs I remember last year actually being pretty comfortable.
Yeah, they weren't terrible.
They
bring extension cords also.
Yep. Like Ethernet. That. You got to bring your own Ethernet unless you want to pay like $30 for DreamHack's Ethernet, which is absolutely ridiculous. I wouldn't stress.
Moving your PC around can be a little bit of a pain too. Yep. We use a dolly.
We have a dolly. My dolly. I wouldn't stress too much about downloading every game before you go there because their internet is pretty nice. Like they have super fast internet. So like if you have to like do an emergency reinstall of a game, unless it's like WoW or something, you should probably be good to go. And downloading anything in like 15-20 minutes, it's not too bad. Other than that, again, if you're doing BYOC, or even if not in this case here, you gotta hit up Sixth Street. Like that's like one of the main attractions of Austin is that, which I think is another reason why the music is never like as a big a deal in Austin for DreamHack Austin as it is at others. Because right down the block, you have 6th Street, which is an entire street of EDM clubs and bars and country bars and whatever type of bar
everything.
You want to do.
Between 2nd and 6th Street, you got everything you need. There's like five streets there that are just huge. 6th Street is just known as like the college street of bars all the way down. But between 6th and
7th, oh, no.
You can get a really good taste of... of partying it up.
Okay, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
My laptop is dying. It just shut off the screen. So we're emergency power now, boys. Okay, and here we are. So the thing about my setup is we all record at our own homes, and I'm kind of the home base. The way I have Anuj and Brett set up is going to my main PC, but from my laptop, and then I have a second laptop that I play, all the sound effects and everything like that from. So like in my second laptop, that's where you would hear something like this.
Cloud Nine!
And on my other laptop, you hear Anuj and Brett, and I can control volumes and everything like that. Well, we've never recorded two episodes back to back ever before. And we learned that the one laptop doesn't have enough juice in it to last that long. But that's okay. So... Anuj and Brett died, and the show must go on, which, you know, isn't a bad thing, right? I think we'd all agree that I bring the most to the table anyway, so I don't know what we're really missing out without having Anuj and Brett here to give their input, but we'll see what happens. But rap, can you know? I'll make it quick. So to kind of bridge off what we were saying though is that at DreamHack Austin, there's not just games, you know, to do, and yes, there's tons of esports and gaming and everything. That's what the whole weekend is about, right? But if you are of the age where you can go out, have a drink, hit the town. There is tons to do in Austin. Right down the street, you have 6th Street. So let me kind of take you through what we do as a group day to day. And then if you are going, of course, again, let us know because we will be there. We would love to share a drink with you or just say hi. You know, I don't drink, but they will share a drink with you. So on Friday, we leave. So we live in Dallas, Fort Worth. We leave about 7 or 8 in the morning. It takes about 3 hours to get there, so we'll be there around 11. Now, last year, what DreamHack did, and which I thought was really smart, is so they passed out the passes. They mailed them out, is the word I was looking for. So they kind of preemptively sent out passes for the BYOC players, and we were able just to, you know, showed them the pass at the door. We already had stickers on all of our gear, so they basically just said, okay, you're good to go. Go set up. This year, for whatever reason, they didn't do that. They are now going to where you have to register when you get there. So my fear is that there's going to be a long line. So if you're going and you're bringing your own computer, get there early is what I would assume. Now, Friday, we always go out for a team dinner. There's 11 of us, so a lunch or dinner, or just a meal, right? Sometime throughout the weekend, we always make a note to say, hey, we will probably all be playing different games at different times. You know, some people might be at the Smash Center, some people might be playing Counter-Strike or watching Counter-Strike or whatever, right? And that's okay, that's what the weekend's about. But we do make a point where one time out of the weekend, all the group will get together for a meal, whether it be lunch, dinner, or whatever, and just have that moment to kind of reflect on friendship or whatever. That typically happens on Friday, and then from there, we're pretty much gaming until, I'd say, 10 o'clock or so at night. Now, me personally, we always have to pick a day when you want to go out. I always vote Friday night. If you have to go out and party, make that Friday night, solely because you have all of Saturday to recover. Where if you partied out on Saturday night, well, then you might be driving home and not feeling well, and I'm not about that life. So we typically go Friday. Now, the event is open 24/7, so if you want to go, you know, all out on 6th Street, I guess that's your prerogative. Me, personally, I like to take it in doses, you know. Go out around 10, come back to the hotel around midnight, take a shower, refuel, and then hit up DreamHack again, and you can game a little bit more on the night. That's always good. Now, Saturday, you know, hit it bright and early. There is a place right across the convention center. What's it called? It's just like a little sports grill, I think. It's like attached to one of the hotels. Like maybe Champions is what it's called. I might be making that up. But they have a really good breakfast buffet. I highly recommend you go there for breakfast. It's reasonably priced for a buffet. You know, I mean, you can kind of eat as much as you'd like. And that will pretty much carry you on for most of the day. And the main goal is you want to avoid eating the food inside the convention center because you will pay like $8 for a slice of not the greatest pizza. Now, on 6th Street, you'll probably pay $7 or so for a slice of pizza as well, but that's actually like worth it because the slices are huge and it's actually pretty good. Now, Saturday, though, it's going to be the longest day of the event, obviously, because you'll get there Friday, you'll set up and everything. Sunday, checkouts early and everything there. So Saturday is the longest day. The key to Saturday, pace yourself. All right, that's all I can say. Don't feel bad for going to watch some of the esporting events early on, because realistically, they are over around 9 o'clock, maybe even earlier. So you have all night to game. If you really want to watch StarCraft or, you know, I'll probably be at Street Fighters most of the time. I love watching that in person. That's okay, because Saturday is an extra long day, and you have plenty of time to do everything there. Again, I would recommend going out on Friday night. We typically, the way our group is, we might go out on Saturday, even though this week is supposed to be really hot this year in Austin, like 103, 104 high. So I don't know how much we'll really be going out. But Saturday night, we typically game out. Now, last year, as we mentioned earlier in the show, the music was so loud on Saturday. We kind of tapped out early because it was and played back at our hotel because it was just too loud. You couldn't really enjoy yourself late at night, and it was like going on to like 1 o'clock in the morning. So hopefully DreamHack took into consideration that and all the feedback, because I don't think there was one person stating otherwise that it was going to be any different. And then you have Sunday. Now, Sunday's going to be a crazy day because the way they set it up, the BYOC pretty much has to be packed up. I think last year it was, I want to say by like 3 or 4 in the afternoon, your computer had to be packed up. But this also caused conflict because like with the hotel, you have to check out by 11. So you have to check out of your hotel, not really have a place to store anything. You can ask the front desk to hold your luggage and stuff, but then you can go play. But if you are wanting to watch like the finals for Counter-Strike or Street Fighters or anything like that, you're really in a pickle because your computer and everything is packed up. And then you're just going to have to leave it somewhere because they won't let you keep it in the BYOC area. So, you know, I mean, I'm not comfortable with it just sitting out in the open, and I'm not comfortable putting, you know, thousands of dollars worth of equipment in a car when it's 104 degrees outside. Like, that's not going to happen either. So, like, last year, a lot of our group did bail out early, which kind of sucks. And I'm not going to lie, out of the 2 years going to DreamHack, we have never seen the CSGO final because of the timing of it. It's just we have to hit the road because of our equipment. We don't want it sitting there. So we opt to always leave early, and we always miss it, which it is what it is, right? I guess that's kind of the downside of BYOC, is that you just don't get to experience the spectating as much, but it's kind of what you signed up for when you decided to bring your computer. But Sunday is a little crazy, so that will be when you put your organizing and scheduling skills to the test. But I also recommend Voodoo Donuts for Sunday morning. I mean, you can do it anymore. I'm pretty sure they might be 24/7. If not, they open they stay open late and open super early. So Voodoo Donuts is like a donut shop off of 6th Street where you can get crazy donuts like peanut butter Oreos or whatever. Like you can get, they do all the crazy donuts over there. So that's also a good place to go in the morning. But quickly, I mean, that's kind of how our weekend goes into a nutshell for DreamHack Austin. If you're going, if this is not your first time, let us know on Twitter at the Center Ring kind of how you plan out your weekend. Because oddly enough, you really do have to be organized to enjoy the weekend. Like, I know it's relaxing, right? It's like kind of our vacation away. You know, I just had a 70-hour work week, so I'm definitely looking forward to it. But at the same time, you got to be organized to take advantage of everything. Got to know where things are at, which DreamHack won't help out. This year, they're doing an app for the first time, so you can download the app. Hopefully it's worth it and has a schedule of everything, but typically you are on your own looking on Twitter and everything to figure out what's going on at all the different tables and events. So that's something you got to keep an eye out for, because they'll spring random giveaways. Or Nvidia 1 year did their big launching of their 10 series graphics card, so that was huge. So that's something to always keep an eye out for free stuff. But if you are going, let us know. Of course, hit us up on Twitter at the Center Ring or anywhere in our social media or Discord. Let us know you're going. I would love to meet you. We are going to be in the BYOC area towards the back in the darker area if they are set up the same way this year. And we will have our own little banner. So it's like a little 6x3 TCR banner. It actually looks pretty clean. Actually, I was pretty hesitant of getting it, but that's what we decided to do this year instead of shirts or anything like that. So if you see it, holler at us. Hit us up on Twitter. If we're not directly over there, we'll come by and say what's up. But that is going to do it for this episode of The Center Ring. It was a little different type of episode, and I knew that going into it. You know, we do it every year, where we do a DreamHack Austin survival guide episode. It's important to us because it's our, you know, it's our guide trip. It's our little getaway that our wives let us do every year. So it's important that we share that with you, our listeners. If you are going, again, please hit us up on social media. I apologize for the little technical issues on this episode, but it happens. You know, it's called live production. I'm sure Brett and Anuj will survive, as will we all. Again, though, that does it for this episode of The Center Ring, a.k.a. TCR, a.k.a. your favorite esports podcast, episode 107 in the books. Let us know what you thought. At The Center Ring on Twitter, tcr.gg for our website. There's a little email there, our Discord link, all that good stuff is over there. We are doing an episode this week as well. This Wednesday, we are going to record a regular episode just about anything esports. If you have any ideas, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. But for Anuj, for Brett, I'm Tim. We'll see you at DreamHack.